I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
A large rally in Washington to mark what organizers are calling the National Day of Action for Immigrant Justice drew tens of thousands of people, many waving American flags. Jose, an immigrant from Guatemala, said he passed out thousands and thousands of American flags.
Everybody is American. Everybody. Even if they are from other countries, everybody is American.
Martha, who is from Mexico, says she has a legal permit to work in the United States, but she says she came to show her support for immigrants who do not.
And we want to be here for live better life, no? And to have documents and to be legal here.
A man named Chong from the Korean American Senior Citizens Association also came to show his solidarity with other immigrants.
We need more immigrants coming in. So our immigrants coming in here in the state, and I think it's help in building America, I guess.
During a talk with students at Johns Hopkins University's School of Advanced International Studies, President Bush said the immigration issue has galvanized Americans.
We're fixing to have a huge immigration march today. And it's a sign that this is an important issue that people feel strongly about.
President Bush has been pushing Congress to pass a temporary worker program that would allow illegal immigrants to have some legal status. He said there should be a way to formally document the estimated 11 million people who are already in the United States illegally. Critics like Susan Wysocki of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, said any so-called guest worker program is fundamentally unfair to American citizens and those who are trying to immigrate legally.
Our position on that is that these are people who are demanding rights that they don't have any right to demand. And we have immigrants here illegally who are demanding that they be given rights that U.S. citizens have. When their first act in coming into this country was to break the law by coming in illegally. So that's something that I think most Americans are angry about.
When asked if he believed it would be unfair to offer illegal immigrants the chance to become legal, demonstrator Alejandro said no. The Mexican-American pastor came to Washington from the southern U.S. state of Arkansas.
I don't really think that they'll get to jump the line. It's basically giving them the opportunity to get in line. Right now, nobody has the opportunity. If you're illegal, if you're an immigrant, you're pretty much there and you're stuck there. And all we're asking for is that people will, you know, have the opportunity to get back in line, you know, and in the future be able to meet all the requirements to become a U.S. citizen.
There were large demonstrations Monday across the United States from New York to Los Angeles. There were a few Mexican flags at a rally in Houston, Texas, although most people waved U.S. flags. Congress went on a two-week break Friday without resolving the issue. The House passed a version of the immigration reform bill that calls for tough border security measures and considers illegal immigrants felons. The Senate failed to pass legislation before the recess, but the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Arlen Specter, says senators will take up the issue again when they return.
I have a message for all the politicians in Congress.
In the meantime, immigrants and their supporters say they hope large-scale demonstrations will help to ensure the issue is not ignored.
Today we march, tomorrow we vote. Today we march.
Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.